He used to let jeeps run over him, explained Pete Brusso. Special forces would get a jeep, and he'd lie down on the ground, and the jeep would go slowly over him. That isn't too hard to do. 2,500-pound jeep, four wheels, you divide that by four. If it goes slow enough over you, the body can pretty much take it. But if you hit the body with any speed, you've got a kinetic energy shock to it. Pete said that Icanus challenged some fellow mercenaries to drive over him, so that he could prove that his fearsome reputation was warranted. Well, whoever was driving the jeep didn't realize he was supposed to slow down, said Pete Brusso. Oops, he laughed. Yeah, so he took internal injuries and died, that's what I heard. Do you think they subsequently made up the helicopter story to spare everyone's blushes and possible legal recriminations? I asked.
Could be, said Pete Brusso.
But in none of the stories I read or heard about Michael Icanus could I find any reference to him killing a goat just by staring at it. And so I was at a dead end regarding Goat Lab. Strangely, in fact, whenever I broached the subject of goat staring in my email exchanges with former friends and associates of Icanus, they immediately, on every single occasion, stopped emailing me back. I started to think that perhaps they thought I was nuts. This is why, after a while, I began avoiding crazy-sounding words like goat and staring and death, and instead asked questions like, do you happen to know whether or not Michael was ever involved attempting to influence livestock from afar? But even then, the email exchanges abruptly halted. Perhaps I had indeed stumbled on a secret so sensitive that nobody wanted to admit to any knowledge of it. So I called Glenn Wheaton again. Just tell me whose original idea the goat staring was, I said. Just tell me that. Glenn sighed. He said a name.